Boots and Salutes, you can start us off today.
Good morning. I got one great big royal boot for them two little monsters that's in Saskatoon that robbed that seven-year-old girl yesterday. The sooner we get somebody running this country that will get rid of this catch and release and this Young Offenders Act, the better off we'll be. Start publicizing the names and the parents' names. Who the hell do they think they are?
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, 2 hours are on their way. They are healing, enjoyable, meeting new people and making new friends. Come to Little Pine Powwow this weekend. Thank you.
Hi there, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big salute to the gentleman who suggested I go on the government job site and look for a job. I did. Both Liberal and NDP have jobs, but the qualifications is you have to lie to the Canadian people and steal their money at the same time. Sorry, couldn't cut it. Have a good day.
306-938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727. And Saskatoon Police Service says there was a robbery at a lemonade stand causing two arrests. Multiple boys had taken juice, money, and candy from a seven-year-old girl's lemonade stand. What are your thoughts on that? Also, Alberta wildfire officials say an estimated 20 to 25,000 people have fled the community of Jasper and Jasper National Park after an evacuation order got issued on Monday night. Also, bus operators, supervisors, and customer service employees, they have been exposed to more aggressive and violent incidents since the spring. Over the month of May, there was, Saskatoon Transit buses had front row seats to four violent incidents, including two stabbings, the assault of a bus driver, and a group of three men fighting. What do you think we can do to make buses safer for not only those on the bus, but those that are driving the bus as well? Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I agree with that guy, the first caller, because if the parents were reported that their kid was bad, maybe the parents would discipline their children a little better. Thank you.
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I, too, agree with that first caller, but I think those two youth should have a 1,000 hours of community work, and I'd love to be their supervisor. Thank you.
Hi there, Boots and Salutes.
I just want to salute Buddy for letting me live rent-free in his head for the last 24 hours. Have a good day.
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to give a big salute to that 9-year-old girl with her lemonade stand. She's going to grow up to be a very strong, independent young lady. And as far as a boot to the two boys that robbed her, but in 10 years from now, you'll see him sitting on a Liberal or NDP bench. Have a good day.
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I got to boot these people who think that the parents of those kids who ripped off the little girl's lemonade stand actually give a care about their kids. And I got to boot Mr. Stuck on Repeat. I mean, it's good when he salutes. Well, yeah, when he starts saluting Trump, a convicted criminal, and a man who sexually assaulted women, that's going crazy.
Hey there, Boots and Salutes.
Hi. I, too, agree with that first caller about that little girl. Just imagine what those two boys did to that girl. The emotional and all that, the stress is going through that little girl. I feel sorry for that little girl, and I hope those boys get the penalty. Thanks.
Hi there, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, that I'd like to boot them two guys that beat up that little girl in Saskatoon. I think that's terrible. You know what?
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I want to congratulate you for putting up with all of this. It must be quite hard. Anyway, about that poor little girl who was robbed at the lemonade stand, I think those young fellows should be put to work. They don't have anything better to do than to rob people. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thanks for the call. Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Hello there, fellas. How are you doing today?
We're good. How are you?
Well, I'd like to give a boot to that person that robbed that 7-year-old kid of all that money that he had worked for. But that is just not, that is unacceptable behavior to do that. You know, it's just not right. That's just sick.
Appreciate the call. 306-938-0600. Toll free 1-800-667-3727. Yeah, that story is certainly resonating with a lot of people today, as it was two young boys, a 14-year-old who was in possession of a knife, and also a 16-year-old arrested on outstanding warrants as well. And again, they were the ones that robbed a 7-year-old girl's lemonade stand in the Westview neighborhood. Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, they're talking about this, all this. Well, you know, there's none they're getting away, these guys that are robbing and stealing and doing everything to everybody else. You know, the penalty's not good enough. They get away with too much. They should be put in their place right from the start. Should put them in the army. They'll learn discipline and then kick them overseas to the war there where the Russian boys are. They'll learn discipline. That's where they belong.
Hey there, Boots and Salutes. Can you turn your radio down?
I just did, yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
Let's end it on a happy note today. I want to salute all the highway workers that are working on that highway between Radisson and Borden, especially the two ladies that are doing the flagging at each end. They smile at you, they wave, but they got to stand there in that blazing heat and they can't move.
Right on. Shout out to them. Maybe give them an ice cream sandwich or something if you're driving past them again.
Right on. Have a good one, buddy.
Thank you. And yeah, let's end it on a positive note. That'll do it for Boots and Salutes today. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow.